My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now our next guest is an amazing lady. Her name is Rita Nakazawa. She's a technology leader, a VC investor, a best-selling author, and a frequent public speaker on technology-powered industry transformation. She works as Chief Commercial Innovation at NTT, which is a massive global employer out here in Japan. And Rita, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Rita, we appreciate your time. And just to say, you gave us an amazing talk about really that we need it in terms of the future and looking at AI, that we really need to understand how our own human mind works first to ensure that AI is handled properly going into the future. Tell us more.
Yeah, so it's more than just how our own brains work first. It's about using AI in service of organic intelligence. So there's code and system design that exists in nature. And the example that I gave in my talk is around photosynthesis. So plants have a way of being able to convert light and carbon dioxide into energy and oxygen. And the movement of the electrons in that transfer of energy is near 100%, which boggles the minds of physicists. They still don't understand the physics behind that electron movement. Imagine if we could harness that. If we can use Gen AI and various versions of AI to unlock that code, we would be able to solve some of the fundamental challenges, for example, that we have in energy preservation and energy transference.
You gave a couple of other examples, like how bees can do mats, the role of pigs, and that they're able to make roots. And have we really, I suppose, as a society, have we spent enough time making, I suppose, working out these challenges? In other words, have we put enough resource into the understanding of these things to enable us?
I don't think it's a matter of resource, because I do think that there's a lot of incredible programs that happen in the labs and R&D and PhD programs in universities and R&D think tanks all around the world. I think one of the biggest challenges is how do we translate that into commercial application? And how do we value what the impact of that is? Because if it's an unproven area, then it's very difficult to do trajectories and projections around what the impacts and the value of that could be to be able to garner the right investment to unlock that into a commercial application.
Right. Now, I know you're the author of two books. Your second book, Beyond the Black Swan, just tell us about what that's about.
Nassim Taleb wrote a book called The Black Swan several years ago, and it was all around how in our lifetime of human history, there are these moments of massive disruption that create negative effects. And so the pandemic could be seen as a black swan event in that regard. the title of the book, Beyond the Black Swan, is exciting people to think about the pandemic in a different way, in that I think that the pandemic combined with digital innovation, and the pandemic being moments where people were going into their backyard and realizing that there's wildlife in their backyard, or they could see the mountains because people weren't driving anymore, so the pollution wasn't there. So they had more of this affinity to understanding this idea of the integrated nature of how they work, live, and play as part of the natural environment. Combined with digital innovation, where we can now use IoT and connectivity to be able to measure and to have sensors that can measure what are the impacts of different things that we're doing as humans into the world of the of waste or impacts, as I said, to the Holocene of how we're, or the Anthropocene, where we're creating material impacts and differences on the face of the earth. And so the book is really about unpacking where and how digital innovation and pandemic came together to really make sustainability an agenda that was just beyond on UN SDGs. It was really a part of society, government, and business.
Wow. And you're a very interesting character. You were introducing yourself as Japanese, but grew up in some part in the States, a Japanese father, a German mother. You were in New York, I think, till you were 10. Tokyo is such an amazing place. As somebody, I suppose, who lived in America for a long time, but you're sort of You're different in that you had the experience as a child living in America. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like for you here.
That is an excellent question. I've lived in different parts of the world. I've been to a lot of different parts of the world. And currently I live in the U.S. with my husband. And we live on the West Coast in Oregon. It's beautiful. We live in Eugene, not Portland, which is akin to, it's very mountainous. And so have the opportunity to immerse myself in nature in that way. Living in the U.S. Has been an incredible opportunity to advance and be part. I lived in Silicon Valley for 16 years. And as I mentioned in my talk, worked for NVIDIA back in the day. So
I've been. One last question on NVIDIA.
But I get to come to, my parents still live here in Japan. So I come back here to try to see them, as well as combine that with work. And I have the good fortune of engaging, interacting with people from all over the world because my role is global.
Right. Now, you joked earlier on that you worked in NVIDIA from 2006 to 2010. And the big question that was asked, did you keep your stock?
I did not keep my stock, and I'm not going to publicly declare how much I would have right now if I hadn't, because I'm going to start crying.
Rika, thank you so much for joining us, and so nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.